comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I know you could be doing a million other things, but you're here, and I appreciate it. Tonight is Open Line Live here at Talk Radio like nowhere else on Earth, and it's the show where you matter. On Saturday, I will be the guest on a talk show, a brand new talk show, Dave Corso. You know Dave Corso. He's been a guest here on this show. Dave Corso is starting on Saturday with a brand new talk show. I will be his first guest, and it's my privilege and honor. I'm really looking forward to it. I don't know yet what the link is for you to go listen to this show, but he's supposed to send me an email either tonight or in the morning with that link in it. I will put that in this week's K-Files. So be sure, if you are not yet subscribed to the K-Files, be sure that you subscribe. Now, it's easy to do. You just go over to my website, and that's kevinsmithshow.com, and you'll see a link, big link, right in the middle of the screen, and it says K-Files. Click that and subscribe. It's free. It's really free. It's not a joke. No strings attached. No tricks. It's really free. And you can unsubscribe anytime you want to. You'll get a confirmation email that has a link in it that you have to click in order to activate your subscription. And as soon as you do that, you're in. You're on the email list, and we don't share that with anybody or rent it out or sell it or loan it or anything like that. But I'll put the link in this week's K-Files, okay? Also, and by the way, that show again is on Saturday. It will be from, if you're in the Pacific time zone, 2 to 4 p.m. If you're in the Central time zone, let's see, that'll be 4 to 6 p.m. And then if you're, is that right? 4 to 6? Yes. And then if you're on the East Coast in the Eastern time zone, it'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. But we'll put all that in this week's K-Files. Also on this Saturday, this is the first Saturday of the month, and that means that I'll be in the chat room for our monthly community chat. So make sure you have your membership all spiffy and up to date and join us in the chat room at showtime. So whatever time it is right now, that's what time you go to the chat room on Saturday, and I'll be there and we'll chat. We'll have a good time. Tonight is, as I said, Open Line Live. I've got a couple of very exciting reports to bring to the table, and then, by the way, complete with some graphics and video for those of you who are watching on our TV channel, and then we'll open up the telephone lines. We even have something a little bit new for you on with the telephones. What is it? Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back from this break, I'll tell you what that new something is with the telephones, and it'll make it a whole lot easier for more of you to get in and talk to me. And I want to hear from you. All right, we'll be back, folks, right after this.
Come on.
Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and it is Open Line Live tonight. It's always interesting and exciting on Open Line Live because it's BYOT. That means bring your own topic. I've got a couple of interesting and I think pretty exciting reports I'm going to throw on the table, and then we'll open up the telephone lines. Now, if you've never called the show before, if you've never called in, you're sitting out there on the sofa, or you're at the dinner table, or maybe you're driving in your car, wherever you may be, you've never called before, and you've always thought about, yeah, I'd like to call, but you know, it's so hard to get in. Well, we've got something new for Open Line Live, all right? Open Line Live, this is only during Open Line Live, we are going to open up another telephone line for first-time callers. So if you have your pencil and your paper ready, you've never called in before, write this number down. I'll give it out some more. The only thing is it doesn't show up on any of the screen graphics if you happen to be watching. However, millions of you are listening, you're not watching our TV channel, so here's the number. This is for first-time callers only. If you're not a first-time caller, don't use this number. All right, but if you are a first-time caller, when I open the phone lines, 623-237-3814, okay? 623-237-3814. 3814. That's the first time caller line for Open Line Live, and that's what we're doing here tonight, Open Line Live. Another quick announcement, and then we'll get to these very exciting reports. We have a little effort going on this week to catch up on last month's budget. Here's the deal. There is on my website a button that says donate. I wish we could afford to send out bonus gifts to every donation, but we simply cannot. We just don't have the river of cash that would take. That's why we're asking you to help us. That's why we're asking you to stand with us. We don't have ads on the show. It is entirely listener supported. But if you click that button that says donate and donate $50 or more to the cause here, I'm going to send you something that I think you really, really will like. I'm going to send it. I'm not selling it. It's just a thank you gift. And I think you're really going to like it. Because what I did is I went back through this past year from January 2010 till January 2011, through the end of January 2011, and I picked out some of the best shows, some of the hottest shows, and what we've done is we've put the video of those shows right here. There are 22 hours of viewing pleasure right here. Now, these are in flash format. That means you have to have a flash player installed on your computer in order to watch these, but most of you already do. If you don't, they're free. Why don't you download one? It's here's one, VLC. VLC. V as in Victor, LC. Google that, download that player, and you're good to go, all right? And we'll send that to you as a thank you for supporting the show and standing with us and helping us continue. $50 or more in donation. We need donations of any amount, but at $50 or more, we can afford to send these out as a thank you, as a bonus to say thank you for helping us. All right, let's talk about something that is in space. It's in orbit in our solar system. It is in an orbit that is between the Earth and Mars. It is a very highly specialized, high-tech probe. It is a spacecraft. It is a planet hunter. Now, The name of that planet hunter is the Kepler Space Telescope. It is between the orbits of Earth and Mars, and it is looking at a very small slice of the sky, looking only into the Milky Way galaxy, and it's looking for planets around other stars. It's not a small thing. It's this thing is about the size of a bus, and as I said, it's very sophisticated. It is very high tech, and it's looking for planets, but not just for planets. Specifically, it's looking for planets that may be in what they call the habitable zone around its star. And it's been up there since 2009. I think it was May 2009 when it was launched. I'm not sure of the month, but it was March, April, or May 2009 when they launched this thing. It was launched on a Delta II rocket, and almost immediately began work and almost immediately began to amaze the scientists. There was an announcement today. Did you get it? Did you read the announcement today? Up until today, well, look, up until 1995, we were being told by science teachers, we were being told by experts that there were no other planets out there. The only planets were right here in this solar system. And they told us all, you know, we've got the best telescopes and astronomers, and if there were any other planets out there, we would see them. And nobody's seen them. Yeah. Well, that was 1995, and then in 1995, or up till 1995, and then in 1995, they discovered the first extrasolar planet. Now, up until today, between 1995 and today, they had cataloged the discovery of some 519 extrasolar planets. Extrasolar means they're not around this sun. They are extra. They are away from this sun. Okay, so they're around some other sun, some other star. 519. Well, then they today released a report of how many additional planets above that 519. How many additional planets has the Kepler Space Telescope discovered? Are you ready for this? So far, that's been up there since March, April, May 2009. The Kepler Space Telescope. And since then, till today, this amazing piece of futuristic science has located 1,235 additional planets, bringing the total, I don't know, added up, 1,700 and something. Up till today, we knew about 519, and today we know about 1,235 more. Now, what's really cool about that is that all of those are in the Milky Way. And in that group of 1,235, they have located 54 that are in what they call the habitable zone. The habitable zone is a zone around each star where, based on the star's intensity, the amount of radiation it's putting out and hitting a planet, that planet has to be far enough away that it doesn't burn up. It has to be close enough that it doesn't freeze. In other words, what they're calling the habitable zone is the zone where liquid water could exist, basically meaning that the surface temperatures of the planet cannot drop below 32 degrees on average and cannot exceed, that's Fahrenheit, and cannot exceed 212 degrees Fahrenheit, because at 212 degrees water boils, becomes vapor. So what they're looking for is they're looking for planets where liquid water could exist. And they have found since 2009 with the Kepler telescope, they have found 54 of those planets. Now, they found a total of 1,235 planets, but 54 that are in what they're calling the habitable zone. Now, they make some, I think, amazingly stodgy, maybe even a little bit dumb assumptions. For instance, the idea that there has to be liquid water in order for life to exist. I don't think that's necessarily true at all. We know of organisms on this planet that if you expose them to oxygen, water has oxygen in it. It's H2O. The O is oxygen. Two hydrogen, one oxygen. And there are organisms on this planet where you and I live, where you're seated right now, or standing, whatever you're doing, there are organisms that if you expose them to oxygen, they'll die. So that means they can only live in the absence of water. Since we have those on this planet, it makes no sense to me to assume that we have to have water on other planets in order for there to be life there. Anyway, pretty exciting news. 54 they've discovered so far. And, you know, the more of these extrasolar planets, particularly in the habitable zone, that they discover, the higher the probability that they will discover life on some of these planets. Now, in addition to being impressive with how many planets it's found, 1,235 more than we already knew about. We knew about 519. That's impressive. In addition to being impressive in the number of habitable planets, possibly habitable, 54, in addition to that, there's something else. A huge assumption that astronomers have been making now for a couple of centuries has been blown away by the Kepler Space Telescope. Astronomers have assumed that the most common planets out there would be these huge gas giants like Jupiter. Kepler has found there are more planets considerably smaller than Jupiter than there are giant planets. In other words, it's more common to find an Earth-sized planet than it is to find a Jupiter. That's impressive. That is impressive. Well, folks, you know, if you listen to this show very often, you know that I have said now for a very long time that when NASA says there's no life on Mars, I think they are absolutely telling something they know to be untrue. I can only speculate as to why they would do it, but I think they're doing it. And you know that I have said that they discovered that there is biology taking place on Mars in 1976. They discovered it, announced it, and then denied it. Now they're coming back around and saying, well, you know, maybe we found something in 1976. They're actually publishing that story. I was right. I'm used to it. If you keep listening to this show, you'll become used to it as well. All right. I want to throw the other story on the table, and then after that, we will open up the telephone lines. Here's the other story. Has to do with a UFO. Has to do with a UFO on January the 28th, 2011, just a few days ago. January the 28th, 2011, in Jerusalem. Now, what's interesting about this, I mean, this is a very interesting video, and those who are watching our TV channel are going to get to see it. But what's interesting about this is, in addition to what you'll see, this is only one of four videos from different witnesses who videotaped the same thing from different positions, different angles. And I'm using this one because it's the clearest of the ones that I was able to watch. This is a UFO, brilliantly bright UFO coming down at night, hovering over the Dome of the Rock, the mosque, you know, that's on the Temple Mount, the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem. Now, apparently, there are some hotels. All of these videos are taken from the same side of the Dome of the Rock, but from different angles. Obviously, it's a high-rise hotel or apartments, because they're on, each of these is on, you can tell, they're on different floors, different levels of this building. And different people that saw this and videotaped it, I'm assuming they were tourists, impressed by the sights of the city, had their video cameras out, taking some nighttime shots of the Dome of the Rock and the beauty of the city. And this UFO comes down, and they got video of it. We'll take a look at it, and I'll describe it right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and let's get to this video. This is, I'll describe it for those of you who are listening, this is phenomenal. What we have is a shot of the city of Jerusalem, obviously taken from the balcony of a tall building. There is, hovering above the Dome of the Rock, a brilliantly lit, and by brilliantly lit, I mean the lights coming from it. Okay, it's not like lights are shining on it so we can see the object. What's happening is this object itself is putting out brilliant light. And this light, as it hovers over the Dome of the Rock, this it's not just a light. You can see there's structure to it. But there's a point at which it flashes, and it's like a strobe flash. That's what it looks like, except it lights up the ground in a big, big area around the Dome of the Rock. And then it hovers there for just a second, and then it shoots off straight up into the sky. Now, like I said, there are multiple videos of this event. If we just had one, we might say, this thing's faked. It could be anyway. I mean, you know, but it's less likely because we have four different people turning in videos from all shot from different angles, different points of view, different cameras, different zooms. And what everybody's seeing on their screen is video number four. Okay, this is the fourth one that's come up. And just a phenomenal, phenomenal video. I've received email from people about this, sending me links to it and so forth. And by the way, thank you for that, because your email suggesting things for me to look at and suggesting guests, suggesting topics, etc. Your email really fuels this show, and I appreciate your input. So please send me email, all right? Use our contact page, and if you're suggesting that I look at something, on the contact page, select suggestion. But some of the emails that I've gotten about this suggest that there's something religious about this UFO, because it's over, some people say because it's over the Dome of the Rock, some people say because it's over the Temple Mount. Temple Mount, this is where the Jewish Temple of Solomon was until 70 AD. In 70 AD, a Roman general, I think it was Vespasian, there was an uprising in Israel. He decided that Rome had had enough, and he went through and he literally destroyed Jerusalem. He destroyed the temple. He had the temple taken apart brick by brick by massive stone by massive stone. That was in 70 AD. Today, on that foundation where the temple once stood, is a mosque, and they call it the Dome of the Rock. So some people have said, well, this UFO has religious significance because this UFO is over the Dome of the Rock. Others have said it has religious significance because it's over the Temple Mount. Others have said, no religious significance at all. So I'm not really sure. I'd like to know what you think about that. And I'm just about to open up the telephone lines. But I'd like to know what you think about that that video and the UFO appearing on January the 28th over either the Dome of the Rock or the Temple Mount. Same location. Fascinating video. Or what do you think about all those planets that have been found and the discovery by Kepler Space Telescope that, in fact, small planets like this Earth are far more common than the huge gas giants like Jupiter. Far more common, and it has discovered 1,235 planets we didn't know about in the galaxy called the Milky Way, where we reside. It has also, in that number, found 54 that are inhabitable zones, meaning there possibly could be life on those planets. Impressive stuff. All right, we're going to open up the telephone lines. Listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you. The main number for you to call is 623-444-5889, and you can call that from any place on planet Earth. That's the main number. In the USA and Canada, if you need to call me on a toll-free line, you may do so, and it is 888-223-4599. If you tonight are a first-time caller, this only works on Open Line Live. It does not work on any other shows. But on Open Line Live, we now have another number available for first-time callers, and that number is 623-237-3814, all right? So you can give me, if you're a first-time caller, you can give me a call on that line. It'll be a lot easier for you to get through, for you to get in and talk to me, and I do want you to be able to do that. To the telephone caller, your first name and from where are you calling?
Well, this is Kevin from North Bay, Ontario.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, sorry about the last time. I'm having a hard time hearing you on my end of the line. I think that's the same.
Yeah, we understand that, but we're here to hear you, and we can.
Well, Kevin, first order of business, I was going to go talk about why a lot of the structures that have been found on the Moon and Mars and the life on Mars has been suppressed. I'll get to that in a second. But that video on top of Jerusalem, let me tell you, if that would have happened about 2,000 years ago, and in the location that it was in, people would have thought that that was an angel.
Well, there are people probably who say that now.
Yeah, and you know what? If they think that that's an angel, you know what? Who were the angels in the ancient past? I think Eric von Daniken's got a darn good explanation for that. Did you just press a button there?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. Anyway, talking about the suppression of but that NASA knows there's life on Mars and whatnot, and you said that what they said is untrue. I will just plain and simple say that they've been lying. I think the Brookings Institute may have had a hand in the suppression of that knowledge.
Well, I'm absolutely certain it did.
Mm-hmm.
However, because, you know, that report was commissioned by NASA.
Yep.
Okay.
And we know
so I'm absolutely certain it played a part in the suppression of all kinds of knowledge about extraterrestrial ruins, artifacts, extraterrestrials themselves, and the existence of life on other planets. It has been used as the basis for suppression of the truth. In other words, it's been used as the excuse to lie.
Yep. Do you remember what Duncan Lunan of he was the president he was a Scottish astronomer and president of the Scottish Association for Technology and Research. Remember what he found back in the 1970s?
I'm not sure. Go ahead.
Well, according to this book I'm reading by Daniken, they were looking for radio signals. They started getting a strange recurrent radio echoes which produced coded pictures of the constellation Epsilon Bootis. And he figured that it was a probe, an extraterrestrial probe that they had found in our solar system. And he started publishing that on the media, but almost as soon as he started publishing it, it just quickly disappeared.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't hear a darn thing about it.
Yeah. Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and you know, that was actual proof that SETI would have been drooling over. And this guy, this Duncan Lunan, found it. They found the radio signal that they've been looking for the last 60 darn years. But it never got anywhere, did it?
Have you ever seen the list of protocols that not only SETI, but all astronomers, all observatories, have to follow before any word of having found anything that indicates extraterrestrial intelligence, whether we're talking about ruins, artifacts, spacecraft, or the beings themselves, or communications? Have you ever seen the list of protocols they have to follow?
Yeah, they got to go through more filters than there are hairs on my head. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. If SETI has ever detected a signal that was intelligent, and I'm persuaded they have, there is no possibility that it will ever come to light with the public.
No. And, you know, the thing about NASA releasing information that they found these 54 planets and whatnot, I think they've known about these for a darn long time. They're just finally being allowed to tell you. I don't think they're just recently discovered it. They've known this for a long time. I think a lot of this knowledge they've known for thousands of years, that they've known through the secret societies that have been in control of our governments and in our and everything else since the restart of our civilization about 6,000 years ago.
Well, NASA hasn't known it for thousands of years. They didn't come into existence till the 1960s.
Hmm.
and the United States didn't come into existence till just over 200 years ago. So
I honestly think that a lot of this knowledge has been known let's just say, secret brotherhoods and whatnot for a very, very long time, and that we're just now, for some reason or other, being finally allowed to know what's really been happening.
Very possible.
I think it's based on ancient knowledge that we once possessed, that we were once technologically advanced, and due to either natural cataclysms and perhaps even political upheavals such as wars and whatnot, everything was wiped out, and we had to start back from scratch, with the exception of a small group of people who did have access to knowledge.
I don't disagree with that. I think that's a very plausible possibility, maybe even a probability. Kevin, I want to thank you for the call. I got to move along. Very interesting stuff. It is Open Line Live tonight, folks. 623-444-5889 is the main number. And the toll-free number, of course, 888-223-4599. And the first-time caller line. This is the first time we've done this in a very, very long time. So this is your opportunity tonight. This is the first time in so long that we can say it's the first time. 623-237-3814 for a first-time caller. If you've never called to talk with me before, please do. I'm sitting here lonely waiting for you to call and say, I'm a first-time caller. But I'm also anxious to hear from people who have called us before. 623-237-3814. Big things are happening, folks. Now, you might say, oh, well, you know, the really big stuff, that's happening in Egypt right now. Yeah, that's pretty big. In that same region of the world is where you find that UFO hovering over the Dome of the Rock. In that same region of the world, stuff in Egypt started happening, this current stuff, started happening on the 26th, January the 26th. On January the 28th, over the Dome of the Rock, or Temple Mount, what do we have? We have an amazing UFO. Well attested. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Ralph. I'm calling from home.
Okay, Ralph, hang on. We have a break taking over, and I'll get to you right after this break. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. On the line with me, I believe you said Ralph, correct?
Yep.
And where are you from, Ralph?
I'm from Alberta, Canada.
Alberta, Canada. All right. What's on your mind this evening?
Well, Kevin, I phoned I had like a UFO sighting.
Oh.
I had like quite a few years ago when I was young.
Okay.
So I thought I'd phone in and share it.
Please do.
So, I live in Alberta right now, but originally I'm from Corner Brook, Newfoundland.
Okay.
That's where I grew up. And this one night, this was probably 1991, this happened. This one night, me and a couple of my buddies, we were out, and we went up to the corner store and bought some cigarettes, because back in those days they would sell us cigarettes on the sly, because we were underage. So we had this certain area that we would always go to have a smoke. So we went there this one night to have a cigarette, me and my two buddies. And now the way my hometown is shaped, Kevin, it's the way Corner Brook is shaped, it's kind of bowl, like a bowl, because it's kind of built in a valley. So from whatever end of the town you're standing on, you can look out and see the whole town, and you can see the mountains and stuff beyond. So we were at this spot, like where we used to have our cigarette. It was like kind of like a crescent, and you could overlook over the town. So We were out there one night having a cigarette, and so my two buddies weren't looking at the skyline. They were turned back onto me. And so off in the distance, I saw like a point of light that looked like, well, basically it looked like a star, like just an ordinary star in the sky, except it swooped downward and then shot back off up into the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, I didn't know what it was, so then I told my two buddies, hey, I'd, you know, turn around, I saw this thing and shooting out, and they didn't believe me. They thought I was just pulling their legs. So they believe me now, like years after, because I still maintain the story. But I thought maybe it might have been a comet or something skipping off the atmosphere, but it didn't have a tail or anything, so I'm not sure exactly what that was.
How did it impact you in any way? I don't mean physically, but I mean, some people say when they see a UFO, they say that, it just changed my life. Other people say, I saw one, so what? How did it strike you?
Well, it was interesting, but it was like a far-off point of light, so it wasn't like a real dramatic sighting.
Mm-hmm.
If one had flown right over, like only 300 feet in the air or something, that would be something. But this was like further out than like. So now when I moved to Alberta, there's like quite a few comets. I've seen quite a few comets since, so I kind of know what one looks like. And this one I don't think was a comet. And it swooped down and shot off real fast into the sky.
So it changed directions.
Like the light.
It changed directions, right?
Yeah. Came down on like it swooped down and then swooped back up.
Yeah, well, comets would not normally do that. Comets would not normally change direction. So, you know, and satellites don't do that. So, you know, there's a good chance, a fair chance that what you saw was indeed a UFO.
Yeah, and because it just looked like, that's pretty much what it looked like a white point of light.
Cool. And have you been out since then? Do you go out and watch the skies and hope to see another one?
Yeah, I've went out lots and looked up, and I haven't seen one since. I'd like to see one again, but I haven't seen one since.
All right. Well, Ralph, thanks.
It's pretty cool to see one.
Yeah, that is cool. Thank you for calling and sharing that with us, Ralph. We are interested in anything that's strange and unexplained. Anything strange and unexplained. UFOs certainly fit the bill. 623-444-5889. In the USA and Canada, you can call toll-free if you need to by calling 888-223-4599. During Open Line Live, which tonight is Open Line Live, during Open Line Live, we have a first-time caller line. It is 623-237-3814. So if you have never, ever, ever given us a call, call us on the first-time caller line. All right. And the reason for that should get you through a whole lot easier. We have a flash message. By the way, if you're not in the USA and you're not in Canada, I don't have a toll-free number that works outside of the USA and Canada. You can call the main number, and we'd be happy to talk with you. But if you don't want to make the international long-distance call, because they can be expensive, what you can do is you can go to my website. Scroll down, you'll see a link on the right side, on the right-hand side of the picture about tonight's show. You'll see a link that says Flash Message, and you can use that if you're not in the USA and you're not in Canada. Okay, I'll tell you what, I've got a Flash Message up here. We have a first-time caller as well. So let's go to the first-time caller line, then we'll do the Flash Message. Caller, your first name and from where are you calling?
Okay. Hi, this is Roger calling from Wisconsin.
Hello, Roger.
I'm excited to speak with you, Kevin. You know, I've listened to your show for a while, my sweetie and I, and we're regular listeners. This is, and it's I don't know, I guess got a surge of courage and decided I'm going to call in.
Well, I'm glad you did. And you know what happens with a first-time caller? We have to give you some applause there.
Thank you.
right.
God, I've always thought that was so obnoxious. I'm sorry for all you people out there that had to deal with that.
So you think the applause is obnoxious, huh?
Well, it's just actually, it's the volume just jumps out at you so loud sometimes. Like, oh, my God. You just got to stand back from your
Roger, what's on your mind this evening?
I'm calling because I saw the video of the object in Jerusalem a couple of days ago, and I was stoked to see all these different angles coming out. There seems something very purposeful in a couple different parts of this. And the most significant to me is the double flash. You know, it's like, what is that? You know, I mean, my speculation is, it either has to be from the object itself, or maybe it's possibly some sort of a defensive thing that some other opposing force is, because immediately after that, of course, it takes off at high speed. So the other thing, the fact that it takes place in this location, I mean, seems significant, and there would be some kind of purpose for that. And, you know, who knows what that could be, though? I mean, it certainly draws attention to that area, and it seems interesting to me that it's happening in a time when, you know, we have this revolt in Egypt and in the other Arab nations. So it just seems like there's purpose in some of this. And what that is exactly, who knows? But it's certainly interesting.
Well, I have to admit, it is interesting. And like I said, you know, I've gotten some emails from people who say, oh, well, you see, it's over the Dome of the Rock, and that's because it's, you know, it's validating that Islam is true. I've gotten some emails that say it's over the Temple Mount. Of course, that's the same location. But they say it's over the Temple Mount, validating that Judaism and Christianity is true. And then the bulk of what I've received about this don't mention anything religious at all. I don't know. I mean, it's obviously it seems to have a purpose, as you say. I don't know what the purpose would be. I don't know what it is. But, you know, it doesn't seem... This doesn't seem to be a random accident. It seems that it's there for a reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like it's doing surveillance. And then I don't know that flash. I don't know what did it take, an aerial photograph or what? It lights up the ground, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an amazing video.
There was another video that apparently has been taken down, and it says it was taken down off of YouTube by the user, but who knows? It's from a I don't know if you saw that particular video where there's a mixture of conversation going on, and there's even a person from who says she's from Mississippi, and they see things like that down there, and then she talks in this real drawl, you know.
Yeah, I saw that video.
You see that clip?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it.
Well, that's the one that seems to be, at least from the angle I tried to get at it tonight. But
yeah, anyway, what's interesting to me about this is there are four videos from four different people that have turned up, different angles, and I would say that's going to be pretty difficult to hoax. Hey, I'll tell you what, Roger, we have a break taking over. I've got to run, but I want to thank you for the call.
Hey, thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good evening, and we'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and it is Open Line Live tonight. Let's take this call, and then we will do the flash messages, okay? Phone lines will stay open, so if you call during the flash message, I'll just put you on hold and you'll hear me on the phone. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Good evening, Kevin. It's Mike from Kentucky.
Hello, Mike.
You know, the first time I saw this Dome of the Rock video, the very first one it came out, I wasn't that impressed with it. In fact, if you see on Facebook, I was very critical of it. And not this particular one. I had not seen this one. But the very first one that came out, and it was taken from further away, and when they could never get it in focus on the camera. And I was very critical and said that to me this looked like it could possibly be CGI, and it may still be, but this is much more impressive. And the second one I saw was even more impressive than the first. But that first one, it's almost like they deliberately kept it out of focus so you couldn't really get any detail on it. And in the second one, it was a big glowing orb pulsating. But this one, this is fantastic to look at.
It is.
I don't know what it is, but I think it's very good.
You know, I had the same impression of the first one. I thought, yeah, okay. And then the second one came up from a little bit different angle and obviously from a different height. And it showed, I saw a video where they put the first video and the second video side by side on the screen and they were synchronized. So you're looking at the same thing happening, but from different angles and different heights. And so I said, okay, well, now that's a little bit more serious. And then I saw the third one and then this one. Now, this one's just fantastic. But I'll tell you something about UFO videos. People say, well, how come they're always blurry? Well, they're not, as we can see. This one is not blurry at all. But I can have my camera focused on something. Everything's working just fine. I want to be in the picture and in the video. So I hand the camera to my wife. There's nothing to do but hold the camera and point it. And somehow, she'll get it out of focus.
Well, you know, of course,
what I'm saying is that there are people that just can't shoot a video if you held a gun to their head.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. My wife's pretty much the same way. But if you are closer to the camera and it's on autofocus rather than manual focus, it's going to focus on you and then make the background out of focus.
Mine's never, ever on autofocus.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, a lot of the beginners are.
Yeah.
You know, as well as I do. It's easy. But anyway, no, I had seen the first one. I saw the second one of the glowing orb. And then I, like you, had seen the one of the two side by side. And hearing the narration, well, the first one was in Yiddish, I guess. I couldn't understand it. The second one was in English. And the third one, I guess I haven't seen the one you're talking about before this one. And but this one is fantastic.
It really is. It's one of the clearest UFO videos I've ever seen. And
I can see how somebody might say that this looked like an angel by the way that field spreads out on that thing. And it slides sideways in this video.
Yeah. Well, it does in all of them, but it depends on the angle of perspective. In other words, where that camera was when it was pointed at it as to whether you can see it slide sideways clearly or not. But in this one, you can. But Mike, there are at least three races, I'm sorry, at least two races of three races of extraterrestrials named in the Bible. They are also in the Quran. One race is called cherubim and are cherubs. If you use the English derivative, you put a S on the end instead of the I-M. But it's cherubim. They actually is pronounced cherubim. The other one is the seraphim.
Yeah.
Right.
So the cherubs and the seraphs. Seraphim means the burning ones or the shining ones, and that certainly could be applied to the description of this UFO. And maybe we should call it a UFS, unidentified flying something. But it certainly is shining. It's brilliantly shining. And so if somebody says, well, I think that's an angel, well, one of the races of what people call angels is seraphim, the shining ones or the burning ones.
And you know also that it said that when Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden that there was a cherub, or I think it was a cherub with a flaming sword, put there at the entrance of the garden to keep them out so they couldn't get back in. And,
well, at least two of them, because it says cherubim. So there were at least two of them.
Right.
The I-M, the im on the end, makes it plural. So there were at least two, yeah.
Well, this is interesting, to say the least. How much snow you got where you're at?
Well, how do you know I've got snow? I might not. I might be sitting on a tropical island like I did in East Timor.
Well, I'm just asking. We didn't get any snow down here in Kentucky. We got mist this time.
I'll tell you this. It's cold where I am. I'm not on a tropical beach, I can tell you that.
Kevin, I don't care where you are.
All right, Mike. Thank you for the call. All right, 623-444-5889. Toll free in the USA and Canada, 888-223-4599. If you're a first-time caller, we have a special line for you. It is 623-237-3814. Again, first-time caller line, 623-237-3814. Let's go now to our flash message board, and we have from Rafael in Brazil. Hello, Kevin. Big fan of you in Brazil. I'm interested to know your opinion on Cliff High and WebBot Project. And also, I recently read this article about Nemesis, and he gives me a link, which I cannot read while I'm on the air. I don't have time, but thank you for the link, and I will look at it. Cliff High and the WebBot Project. Well, you can't. You really can't argue with success. The WebBot Project has an extremely high accuracy rate. So how it works, I've heard them explain it. I still don't understand how that could possibly work with a computer, but it does, apparently. So what do I think about it? I think it's something we should certainly take note of, and not lightly. I think the WebBot Project should be taken very seriously. Okay, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent.
This UFO, the Dome of the Rock, Jerusalem, one comment, one narrative I read of it said that place is particularly important to three religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam.
That's true.
And my thought is that they wanted to show up someplace where almost everyone on the planet would take notice.
Well, that might be the case.
So maybe that guy that made the predictions about New York City and Moscow and London, maybe London was off, maybe it was Jerusalem, because it was about a week after the one in Russia, wasn't it?
This one was last week.
I know, but about 2 weeks ago. Didn't he predict that there would be a UFO over Moscow, and then about a week later there would be one over London?
You know, I'm not sure about that, but if he predicted that, it was more than 2 weeks ago because he passed away.
Yeah, I know that. He died in December, but he said that in early January 2011 there would be a display over Moscow, and then a week later he said London, but I'm thinking it may have been misinterpreted as Dome of the Rock.
Well, maybe. I really honestly can't give you an opinion or information about it because I'm not...
You don't know.
I'm not well-versed on his predictions. But certainly, I think that this one that took place over the Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem is spectacular. And it also happens, by the way, to be something that a few major news media outlets have been showing.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few have.
Well, they got somebody's attention anyway.
Yeah, I think so. All right, Brent, thanks for the call, man.
Wait a second, Kevin.
Yeah.
I just want to warn Mike from Kentucky about something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in northern Wyoming. Since Monday and Tuesday, we had 20 below zero for a high.
Well, 20 below zero, minus 20 Fahrenheit for a high, is not a very good advertisement for tourism in Wyoming.
It's quite all right. I don't mind.
Okay, thanks for the call, Brent. 623-444-5889. Toll free in the USA and Canada, 888-223-4599. First time caller line is 623-237-3814. So if you're a first time caller, you've never, ever, ever called us before. In fact, right now you're not even a first time caller. You're a no time caller. You've never called us. Maybe you tried, but the lines were busy. You couldn't get through. Open Line Live is the perfect night to call, and we've made it even easier for you to get in, and we've done that by adding a first-time caller line just for you. It's sitting there waiting on you right now. So if you've never, ever called us before, let me give you a little exercise. It'll help you do this so you'll know how it works. Just raise your hand up in front of your face and wiggle your fingers, okay? These are what you will use. Primarily your index finger you will use. And you pick up this device that's called a telephone. And then you punch the numbers on the telephone in this order for a first-time caller, 623-237-3814, okay? Somebody will send me email telling me that I'm insulting the intelligence of my listeners. No sense of humor anymore. All right, on the first time caller line, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Hello, caller. Hello, caller. All right, not there. All right, 623-444-5889. Now, Rafael down in Brazil also said that this article that he sent me the link to has something to do with having two suns in the sky. What are your thoughts on this? Is NASA coming up with that second sun story as a cover-up for Nemesis? Yeah, well, I don't know. I think we're about to start seeing some things in the sky that they've been denying. And I think it's reasonable that they would come up with a cover story. They're not going to come out and say, well, here's the deal, folks. See that thing up there? We've been lying to you about that. I don't think they're going to do that. All right? So I think we are about to start seeing some things in the sky that they have misled us about. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Becca from Wisconsin.
Becca from Wisconsin. All right, Becca, you're a first-time caller, huh?
I am indeed.
All right. Well, we already had somebody that said this is annoying because it's so loud. So put your fingers in your ears, and here we go. All right.
All righty. You know, the one thing that I haven't heard you discuss for anybody else is in some of these videos, the end of them, you can see these red lights in the sky.
Yeah.
That's odd. And what do you think about that?
I don't know. Now, for those who are not aware of what you're talking about, let me explain. It's on this video. I cut it out simply because we have no idea what that is. And it's just what happens. The UFO is hovering over the Dome of the Rock. It slides slightly to our left. There's a double flash where it's really a brilliant flash. It lights up the ground. And then this thing just instantly zips straight up. The camera tries to follow it. Obviously, it's so fast it can't follow it. But as it follows up, as the camera moves up into the sky, we see some red lights up there. I don't know what that is. Perhaps that would be the mothership, some lights on the mothership, and what we've been watching, this brilliant thing over the Dome of the Rock, maybe it's just a probe.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was really interesting that a couple of those videos showed that. They all panned up to see that, and that, I think, adds a little bit, like another level of intrigue to the whole thing.
What do you think they are?
I think it has to do something with the sacred spot that it is. And I think that there must be a connection between what's happening and in the world right now, you know? And maybe we'll see this more and more. Maybe this is, like, going to be what will happen. And it'll just unfold and the truth will be told, you know? Because this kind of stuff, if it happens more and more, people can't deny it when you can cross-reference a visual. And that's what we need. We have cell phones. We should just aim.
Mm-hmm.
We can get, you know? You know, one thing I was going to say, I have a camera, and our camera, when we zoom in, the sound goes away.
Uh-huh.
And so I think on some of these, when people say it's spoof, it can be that also, you know?
Well, you were talking about, you know, everybody's got cell phones with cameras on them, and, you know, we just need to kind of overwhelm the world with visuals of these things, and you're right. But, you know, it's weird what happens. Most of what we have been seeing of what's going on in Egypt has come from people on the ground there with cell phones, taking video, taking pictures, posting them out on the internet, and then it's picked up by the major news media, and they play it. And no one looks at that and says, I think this is a hoax. But we could have 200 people with cell phones, all of them taking video of a UFO, the same UFO, and put all 200 of those videos out there,
and
we would have people saying this is a hoax. Yeah, it really comes from the absolute inability of humanity to think. I think that's what causes it. All right, Becca, I want to thank you for the call.
All
Don't
right.
let this be your last time.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, I won't.
All right, bye-bye. 623-444-5889. Or toll-free, 888-223-4599. First-time caller line, 623-237-3814. Again, the first-time caller line, 623-237-3814. Open Line Live is one of the most fun shows for me during the week. I don't get to do Open Line Live every week, but I do try to. And it's one of the most fun shows for me primarily because we get to hear different ideas, different perspectives, different topics. I have a very, very active mind. And for a man of my advanced years, I think it's a fairly sharp mind. But even if it was the sharpest mind on the planet, and it isn't, I could not possibly think of all the topics we need to cover, or all the questions, all the perspectives. I couldn't possibly. So right from the beginning, when I first started doing this show back in 2000, I have relied upon you to make this show happen. Open Line Live is one of the ways we do it. And I got to tell you, you're doing a great job because you took us from zero to number one on the planet. You did it. You are doing it still. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Bob from California.
Hello, Bob.
Hello. I just had a quick question and I'll hang up.
All right.
It has to do with the K-File Z-Zine.
Uh-huh.
And before that, I want to state that if you're a member, you can, like, game online or do whatever you want, and you can download K-Pods, and it's kind of nice to have in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you miss a show, you can play the video whenever you want, like, for the next 24 hours, so you don't even have to be here if you don't want to. And, like, membership benefits are actually incredible because it takes it to a whole new level. But my question was on the ghost car, and when I hang up, I'm gonna let you comment on it. But I showed the ghost car to a couple people, and it scared everybody like a lot, and it kind of scared me a little bit. And we're all looking at it, and we're saying, did this thing physically go through that fence? Because I came up with ideas like, well, maybe he had a friend. And when he got around there, you know, he was on a phone or something, and then his friend started up the car, and they went to the left and followed the fence, and the guy got away. But then I'm like, I heard patrol cars behind that, so I would have thought they would have seen that. Then I'm like, was there a fence that went up and down, you know, and some kind of mechanism? And I'm like, that's way too high-tech. And I figured the cops would investigate it the next day anyways. And nobody could come up with any explanation, and we're so stumped that I just wanted your comment on it because it's downright scary. And thank you. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks, Bob. What Bob's talking about in the K-Files, our newsletter, I always put video links to very interesting videos that are somehow within our genre. And I believe it was this last week, there was a link to a video. This video is taken by the dash cam in a cop car. This cop car is in pursuit of another car. And the other car is making some maneuvers that you really don't think a car could make without wrecking. But it makes them. At the end, what we see is you have the car that's being pursued with a cop car behind it. I'll tell you the rest of it when we come back. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. As we went to break, I was describing this video. So we have the dash cam on the cop car, right? And you've all seen those. It's very, very commonplace for cop cars to have dash cams now. I am old enough to remember when they first started being used, and I was a cop. So anyway, you have the car being pursued. We have the cop car right behind it, just like so, okay? And the car being pursued hangs a sharp left turn and goes sort of down a little alley the cop car right behind him. But when the cop car turns down through there, what you have is there's a chain link fence, and the car that was being pursued is on the other side of the chain link fence, headed away. The cop car has to stop because there's a fence. And no one has been able to figure out how did that car go through that fence. There's no way around it. There's no gate. And no, it doesn't go up and down. The cops never figured it out. But there it is, just the same. Living proof of what I say, that just because you've never seen it, that has absolutely nothing to do with whether it really is true. Has nothing to do with whether it is real. Just because you've never seen it doesn't mean it's not true. These cops had never seen anything like that. I've never seen anything like that, but there you go. There it is, caught on camera. And the video is called Ghost Car. So that's what Bob was referring to. All right, let's go to our first-time caller line. And caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
My name is Ray. I'm calling from Baltimore.
All right. You said your name is Ray?
Yes.
Okay, Ray from Baltimore. And what's on your mind this evening?
I just listened to the caller that called in about the ghost car.
Yeah.
I did see a show on television. I can't remember the name of the show, but they actually investigated and recreated it. And basically, it was a tall fence that the bottom was loose. And it gave enough just so that when the car went through, it lifted up, went over the car, and came back down immediately. So when the cop car came up against it, saw that the fence was down, didn't he try to go through it himself? So
cool. Well, see, now that makes sense. So the bottom of this chain link fence was not tight. The car being pursued hits it, and basically, instead of collapsing the fence because it isn't tight, the fence just sort of slides up over the car and then back down.
There you go.
Cool. Well, I'll tell you, it makes for one great video, though.
Right, I was amazed when I saw it. I looked at it a couple of times, but then when they debunked it, it kind of made sense because I've actually done that before myself with a bike. So.
Well, I tell you what, if the cop car had tried it, I don't think it would have worked because of the bar lights up on top of the car.
Exactly. It would have probably ripped them off.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think the cop car could have done it. But I'll tell you, man, that is just the coolest video. I've watched it several times and just shook my head and said, that's just impossible, but there it is.
There you go.
Yeah. So what's the weather like in Baltimore?
I'm sorry?
What's the weather like in Baltimore tonight?
Well, it is cold. It's foggy. We did get some snow and I got caught in a snowstorm. It was an abrupt snowstorm last week. I left work at 4:30 in the evening and got home at 2 in the morning.
Ooh. Wow.
It was pretty rough.
Well, put your fingers in your ears, Ray, because you're a first-time caller, and we got to give you some applause for that. All right. Ray, thanks for the call.
A long time for that.
All right. Thanks for the call, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to The Kevin Smith Show. I am Kevin Smith. And we are open line live tonight. That means we'll talk about whatever is on your mind, all right? Raphael in Brazil has a follow-up flash message asking about the web bot. He said, did you ever have Cliff High on? I presume he means as a guest. Also, he says, just like Terrence McKenna, that something big will happen in 2012. He's even built his own boat. What do you think of his 2012 prediction about the sun going crazy? Okay, in order, have I ever had Cliff High on as a guest? No. I spent a year trying to track down Cliff High and his contact information. Was not able to find his contact information, although I looked for it many times during that year. I gave up. Would love to have him on, and perhaps the web bot will tell him to get in touch with me. I hope so. And he says something big will happen in 2012. I think that's a given. What will it be? Well, we don't know yet how big this thing in Egypt is. And in fact, Egypt is an aftershock. The first quake was in Tunisia. And they overthrew their government and turned it into a democracy. Remains to be seen how well it'll function, but there you go. And then there were uprisings in, there have been uprisings of the people against their dictators in Yemen, Syria, Jordan. I'm really not sure he's a dictator in Jordan, although some people will now scorch me and say, of course he is. But when you compare him to some of these other guys, I'm not so sure. Doesn't matter. There have been uprisings in Jordan, Egypt. I mean, it's kind of breaking out all over the Arab world. It remains yet to be seen how big this event is. So the point of what I'm telling you is, without having any idea what it is, I can tell you for sure something big will happen in 2012. Something big happens every single year. 2012 will be no different in that respect. There will be something big happening. But I know what you're referring to. You're referring to the Mayan prophecy, Earthbuster events, that sort of thing. Maybe. Maybe. Do I think that it will happen? No. Now, big cataclysms? Sure. We're going to have some huge earthquakes in 2012. We've had several in 2010, and we'll have some in 2011. We've already had some in 2011. Is it possible that Yellowstone supervolcano is going to blow up? Yep, that's possible. You know, the floor of that thing is rising by 3 inches a year, which is really rapid. So could it blow up in 2011? Sure. Could it blow up in 2012? Sure. On the other hand, it may not blow at all for the next 50 years or 100 years. We don't know. But I don't see anything that makes me think that what we're about to experience is extinction level. Big cataclysms, yes. Hundreds of thousands, perhaps even millions of people could be killed in some of these cataclysms. I'm not a prophet. I don't see them coming. I'm just saying, you know, the possibility's there. But something that's going to wipe out civilization entirely, something's going to wipe out our race entirely, our species, nah. Tough times? Yep. I'm pretty sure of it. Extinction level? No, I don't think so. I really don't. Honestly, do not think the evidence shows that. I think the fear of the future is much greater than the facts of the future. And we can scare ourselves into a magnitude 10 fear fright over something that maybe shouldn't cause more than a 1 or a 2. Concerned, yes. Prepared as best I can be. And I think you should be too. But afraid of it? Why? Is there anything you can do to change it or to stop it? No. I was born with an expiration date. So were you. I have not spent one day of my life fearing that date. I don't know what the date is. I just know what will happen on that date. The result of that date is I die. When I hit my expiration date, it's over. And I have not spent a single day of my life fearing that date. It's the only thing you were guaranteed when you were born. The only thing that you were guaranteed is that you have an expiration date. The planet does too. There's not anything I can do about that expiration date. I don't know when it is. I just know the result of it. There's nothing I can do that will, like, cancel it. Nothing. There's nothing I can do about the Earth's expiration date or the sun. You know, someday the sun's going to go out, right? What if the sun went out 2 minutes ago? You won't know it for 6 more minutes, but in 6 minutes you'll know. And there's nothing you can do about it. It takes 8 minutes for the sun's light to get from there to here. So if the sun went out 2 minutes ago, you don't know it yet. But 6 more minutes you'll know, and in 30 minutes it's all over. You're freezed. Bad English, but great for getting the concept across. You're quick frozen, just like that. 30 minutes. So if it happened, it happened, and you don't know it yet. Have you been sitting there worried about it? No. Should you sit there and worry about it? No. So I don't worry about 2012. I don't worry about what may be coming. That doesn't mean my head is in the sand and I'm not prepared. I am prepared. As best as I can be, I'm prepared in the event of some type of great natural disaster and emergency. And again, you should be. But out of fear? Why? On December the 21st, 2012, Kevin and the Kevin Smith Show will be having a party. You've heard me talk about it. I want you at the party. I'm not joking. And if a planet buster happens, we're all going to find out about it at the same time. And if it's going to take us out, at least we'll go out happy. We'll go out having a good time with our friends, with each other. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think December the 22nd, 2012, I'm going Christmas shopping and get my last-minute Christmas shopping done. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Oops. Caller, forgive me. Pilot error. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is Tony from Denver, Kevin.
All right, Tony, we have a break coming up. You want to hang on?
Yes.
All right. Folks, we will be back right after this, so don't go away. To the Kevin Smith Show. Open line live tonight. On the telephone with me is Tony from Denver. We're on final approach. That means that we have time maybe for one more call after this one. So get your fingers ready to do the dialing. Tony, you are on the air.
Thanks, Kevin. I wanted to see what you think about the UFO that was seen at the Dome of the Rock at the Temple Mount, which was the site of Solomon's Temple, and that also held the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, I've been showing that video all night tonight.
You've already talked about it a few times?
Yeah, we have. But what do I think about it? I think it's impressive as to what it all means. If it means anything, I don't know. It's a very, very impressive video The one I've been showing, there are four videos of it, and the one I've been showing is the fourth one that's come out, and I don't know, this must have been shot with an HD camera. It's very clear and very impressive. What do you think about it?
I think it's definitely real.
You think it has any meaning?
Egypt too.
I'm sorry?
I think it has something to do with what's going on in Egypt right now as well.
Any idea how it would be related to Egypt?
Well, they're trying to set the mummies on fire and all the vandalism that's going on. Maybe the aliens are coming down to try to secure some of the artifacts that are there at the Temple Mount. What do you think about the Pope? Shouldn't he be curious about the religious impact?
Well, maybe. Maybe he is. We don't know.
Yeah, I haven't heard any public statements about it yet.
I doubt you will.
I haven't heard any public statements about it from anybody.
It has been on a few, very few, but a few major media types have picked it up and run it on television. It hasn't been on like CNN or Fox News or anything like that, but some of the local affiliates of CNN and Fox News have run it.
Well, I guess it must have not happened then. I didn't see it on Fox News.
Yeah, it hasn't been on the main network. Some of the local affiliates have picked it up and run it.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Kevin. I had a late time and didn't catch the first part of the show tonight.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I think this video of this UFO over the Dome of the Rock or Temple Mount is one of the most impressive that has ever been shot. And there, like I say, there are four different videos taken by four different witnesses from different perspectives. So I don't have any doubt that it's real. It could be a hoax, but I have no reason to think it is. I don't know how they could have done it.
Well, that's exactly what I think, Kevin.
All right, Tony. Well, thank you for the call, man.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, let's see. Yeah, I've got time. If you call right now, I've got time for your call. 623-444-5889. And toll free, 888-223-4599. The first time caller line is 623-237-3814. And like I say, you got to do it right now. Hey, don't forget, this show is 100% listener supported, and there are a couple of ways to support the show. One way is become a member. It's not but 23 cents a day. I guarantee you, you're getting $25 to $30 a day in value out of what you get for 23 cents. Okay, so 23 cents a day, that's $6.95 a month. But another way to help us catch up on our budget, because we did fall behind last month, and we got to catch up in order to stay in business. So what I've done is, if you click that button to make a donation, it's on my website. You click that. I've got a DVD for you that's got 22 hours of video on here. This is 11 of the hottest shows in the past year. Up to and including to, it comes right up to the end of January 2011. Okay? So you'll get to see, if you're not a member, you know, if you're a member, you get to watch the show every night anyway. But if you're not a member, you will get to see some of these hot shows, and you'll get to see what our members saw. And you'll get to see a little bit of what you've been missing. So if you make a donation of $50 or more, we're not selling that DVD, but $50 or more to help us catch up on our budget, we're going to send you this DVD as a thank you, and you will thoroughly enjoy it. I guarantee you will thoroughly enjoy it. They're in flash format. If we used any other format, there's no way we could have put 11 shows on one DVD. They're in flash format, which is the same format we use for broadcasting. So you have to have a flash player installed on your computer. No big deal if you don't have one. They're free. One of the best is called VLC. It's free. You just download it, install it, and you're good to go. And you'll enjoy that. You really will. Also, let me remind you that I will be the guest on Dave Corso's new radio show. It is on Saturday, this coming Saturday, from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. That would be 4 to 6 p.m. Central time and 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. I'll put the link to that in this week's K-Files. Be sure that you sign up for this, for the K-Files. Be sure you subscribe. Be sure you activate your subscription by clicking that link in the confirmation email you'll get. And also, don't forget, this Saturday night is the first, it's the first Saturday night of the month, and that means I'll be in the chat room. I do that every month, and I'm there for a couple of hours. Love for you to stop by and chat with me in our chat room in the members area, and you do that at showtime. So whatever time this show comes on in your time zone, Saturday evening or Saturday, that's the time you go to our chat room. I shall be there waiting for you, and I hope to see you there. We always have a good time. Well, we have talked about tonight some interesting topics, haven't we? I mean, you know, just this thing about the UFO coming down over the Dome of the Rock and, you know, four different videos from different perspectives, different witnesses. I think the thing is real. I don't know what it all means, but and I could, you know, look, I'm not swearing that it's real, but I see no reason to think it's not. And the preponderance of the evidence at this time points to it being real. And it's impressive. It's very impressive. So, you know, some people have written to me and they've said, you know, it has religious significance for Islam. Some people say it has religious significance for Judaism or for Christianity. Most have not even brought that up. It's just a cool happening, and very cool that he got caught on video, and especially video as clear as what I shared with you tonight, which, by the way, is on YouTube. It's the fourth video. So if you go to YouTube, you do a search for UFO at Dome of Rock. Fourth UFO at Dome of Rock, and it'll come up. You'll find it. Or you could subscribe to the K-Files, and the link to it will be in the K-Files. So you'll enjoy that, and it's free. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's also interesting that the Kepler telescope has found 1,235 new planets. 54 of those are in habitable zones around their stars. You are living in exciting times. I guarantee you there's no other time in the history of this world that has ever been as thrilling, as exciting as the times we live in. Don't be fearful about it. Just get your surfboard and ride. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time. So long, everybody.